time for school. Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns,
the lead singer of the Monkees.
Monkees.
And Chad P.
Dungeness Crab. You ever had it?
Not Dungeness.
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
Rock School on a Sunday afternoon. My name is Joe Burns, sitting immediately next to me.
Chad P.
Hiya, Chad. It's another week, whether you like it or not. You ready to do a show?
Let's do one.
Okay. This is an hour's worth of writers. Do you know what a writer is? No?
Writer or
writer? R-I-D-E-R-S.
Oh, a rider.
Riders. Yeah.
What are they riding?
Well, here's the thing. You have always been a disc jockey in the world of radio, right?
Yeah.
And now you are in management.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time before you're going to, through KSLU, this radio station that we're on, maybe through Home Theater, et cetera, our sponsor, huh?
Like I worked that in there.
That's right. I put that right on in there. You're going to be asked to put on a concert or to put on a show.
Ooh,
now,
good.
Before the act shows up to perform, a rider shows up,
okay.
R-I-D-E-R. And inside of that rider is everything from how much power is needed to how big the stage must be to how the stage must be set up to what the people want to eat to whether they need a butler or what have you. If you want to see famous acts riders, I'll tell you where I got every one of these. There's a website out there called thesmokinggun.com.
I know the smoking gun.
There you go. Put all three words together, no hyphens, no underscores, nothing. Thesmokinggun.com. And when you get to the homepage, look for something that says backstage. And you can read the riders of famous rock musicians.
Excellent.
And I have about 10 or 12 riders of famous rock musicians.
So a rider is an actual person, or a rider is like a list of demands,
it's
so
a paper. It's a paper folder that shows up.
Okay.
I had the joy of doing the Beach Boys and the joy of doing Busta Rhymes. Those are my two biggest concerts.
What did Busta want?
Buster was basically the concept of the amount of electricity, the amount of amplification, because at that time he wasn't bringing it with him.
Okay.
So we had to rent it and such, and it came out of the amount of money that he was paid and things like that.
Gotcha.
But the food backstage was basic.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't looking for anything spectacular.
I see.
Yonder we go.
Here we go.
We begin with the rider of Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
the
wow.
Oh, yes. Satan.
That's something to start off with.
What does Marilyn Manson want?
An altar.
Backstage. Oh, yeah. What does he want? What does he want for dinner? Well, according to his writer from his last tour, he wants Eye of Newt and the head of a human being. No. He wants Evian water, imported beer, no Heineken.
Really?
No Heineken. One vodka. 12 cans of Diet Coke, 12 cans of of regular Coca-Cola, Schweppes ginger ale, cranberry juice, Gatorade, extra sharp cheddar cheese, served unopened and chilled, please. Remember, this is the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
he wishes Genoa dried beef, not pork, please unsalted, and a cutting knife, apparently, you know, dripping with the blood of the unborn. Altoids, tangerine flavor, assorted crackers, Doritos, Pace Salta, and get this, 5 cans of Campbell's chicken with white rice and wild rice soup.
Who in the world sits down and comes up with all of these different adjectives for all this stuff?
The manager.
Doc, if it were you and I would be like, I said, give me a jar of Peter Pan peanut butter.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
Because they'll only give you what you ask for. And if you don't ask for it, you're in trouble. What? You don't get the food.
Oh.
I had to do a rider for Richard Simmons. He required specifically 4 kiwi fruits. For one reason.
What?
He wanted to do a contest on the air where we bit into fruit and people had to call in and figure out what kind of fruit we bit into.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't think anyone would get the kiwi.
Okay.
This, wait till you hear some of the goofy stuff. See, Marilyn Manson, there's nothing to this guy.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear some of the goofy stuff that people want in riders.
Can't
this is
wait.
Marilyn Manson as we talk about riders. The beautiful people.
He's a beautiful person.
People.
With his chilled cheese and
the beautiful people. Marilyn Manson on Rock School.
more Chad than me.
Yeah, the beautiful people. There you go. Marilyn Manson and his chilled Genoa beef, not pork, rider here
gotta
on Rock
beef.
School.
It's got to be beef.
It's got to be beef.
If he eats pork, he can't make the sound.
Oh, I love that.
I do too. That's
that
like my favorite
monk
pork.
Sound. Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely love that. I don't have it here because he's a comedian, but if you look at George Carlin's rider,
yeah,
it all the food, all the way through it, has multiple warnings about what he's allergic to. And apparently he has major allergies to certain elements, and it keeps saying in there, allergies will kill people and such. Yeah, there's specific things he has to eat.
Gotta
That's another
careful.
Thing you have to have in a rider. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Jethro Tull?
Oh, yeah.
Band was named after, I believe, a 19th century botanist. I know it was a botanist named Jethro Tull.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know 18th, 19th century. Somewhere in there, a British botanist named Jethro
For
Tull.
For all you botanists out there,
yes,
more power to you, but I just don't get it.
Me either. I cut the grass. That's as close as I come to getting myself a green thumb. I just figure
prepared for that.
That's right. I just decide if I have to work with plants, cut them.
Yep.
Jethro Tull goes out on tour. Yeah, they still go out on tour. They're not putting out hits anymore, but they still go out on tour.
That's good for them.
If you received the Jethro Tull rider, now I'm reading to you from page 17 and page 24. They do go on because literally everything from the amount of weight that must be there, the amount of electricity, the amount of space. I mean, if it's not in the rider, you don't get it. So
they leave nothing to chance.
I'm telling you.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that if you don't follow the rider, normally there are penalties, monetary penalties, if you don't follow the rider. So Jethro Tull, on page 17, talks about what they want to have when they eat.
The catering,
and it's basic. Mm-hmm. You know, they want some chicken and some baked potato and such. Here is the fun part.
Okay.
Quote, all edible leftover food from the Jethro Tull concert should go to a local soup kitchen or shelter, or alternatively, in North America, call Rock and Wrap It Up at blip for collection. The website is rockandwrapitup.org. So all food that Jethro Tull doesn't eat is supposed to go to a soup kitchen.
Okay.
Furthermore, moving to page 24, number 43,
yeah,
you see it right there, page 24, subsection 43, sign
language.
Please inform Jethro Tull production manager as soon as possible if sign language people are required at the concert. I've probably been to 100 concerts in my life. Have you ever seen a sign language person?
What? No.
No?
Why would someone
I don't
that
know.
Can't
I don't
go
know.
To a concert?
I guess they could, but Jethro Tull would like to have a signer anyway. This is Cross-Eyed Mary, Jethro Tull, as we go through the riders on Rock School.
We're actually signing it. Can you see us?
Yeah, can you see? Yeah, see? I should do
what?
I should put together a show that's dedicated to the flute.
The flute?
Yeah. Think about how many bands have a flute in it. Now he's the lead flautist, whatever they actually mean.
Flautist.
Well, I mean Kansas has one.
Yeah.
The Marshall Tucker Band has a flautist in it. Flutist. Flute player?
Don't know.
My name is Joe Burns. Chad P. sitting right next to me. We are we're talking about riders for an hour here on Rock School as your Sunday afternoon rolls along.
Hey,
what are you going to ask me?
Well, in our list, like, is there anyone that really stands out as far as you look at that rider and you go, oh, come on, please?
Well, I'm not doing any of them because they're more poppy people. But like, Fred Durst, what was the name
Limp
of
Bizkit.
His? Right, Limp Bizkit required a tattoo artist to be there. Many of them require specific workout equipment,
right,
like the Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
They require walkers and steppers and such, because
right,
you know, just to get the exercise. That makes
I
sense.
I can understand that. What I was talking about a while ago, where I just said, like, I just say, get me some peanut butter. I understand that if you don't put it on the list, that
you don't get
you
it.
Don't get it. But
yeah,
I would just say, I like peanut butter, I'd like some bottled water, and I'd like some Coke, please.
Well, you really can't do that.
Why?
You'd have to say, you would have to say something like, I want Jif, chunky, peanut butter, and Smucker's strawberry jelly, please, the kind that leaves the seeds in. I would like bottled water, not Evian, please. Poland Spring would do just fine.
But see, it doesn't matter to me what the name is on it.
It would.
Why?
I have to believe 30 shows in where it's, you know, hello, Cleveland. We're in Detroit. Hi, Detroit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think 30 in, you would start to get to the point where, for goodness sakes, at least give me what I want to eat.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It would get that.
That makes sense.
It would get that. Are you familiar with the Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah, man.
Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Some fun stuff. Now, since he's an orchestra, Jeff Lynne, and since he channels the Beatles, has that ever, you ever listened to ELO and God, Paul McCartney. Courtney wrote that song, didn't he?
A couple times.
Yeah, when you listen to
hear
them,
that.
They sound like the later years of the Beatles with the George Martin, very lush violin, such.
I can see that.
I still like his stuff. ELO, this is page 4 of their contract. All provisions for food and beverages are to be of equal quality and equal availability to all 11 members of the traveling party. So if you got a bottle of water for one guy,
you better have one for the other 10.
That only makes sense. Everywhere they go, they require 20 stamped postcards of the local area.
Now, that's cool.
That makes sense to me. Me too. You can send yourself a postcard from every place you've played, and ELO's been doing this since 72, 73.
That's why I wouldn't make it as a rock star. I wouldn't think of that. I really wouldn't.
Another one I like on here is you must have 2 pink carnations or 2 yellow roses.
Why?
Therefore, the conductor's buttoneer hole. This is ELO on Rock School, last train to London. There you go, Jeff Lynne.
ELO.
Electric Light Orchestra. I kind of rushed that one. There's a couple other ones I should have. I didn't have both papers in front of me. The ELO rider also states the band driver, meaning someone who ferries around the band, must be non-smoking and have had no prior alcohol problems. A report is required. So apparently you have to run a background check on the guy and send it to the band.
See?
That makes sense to me.
I wouldn't think of it. It makes perfect sense, but I would just be like, okay, I want your best driver.
See,
oh, he smokes a pack a day?
These things happen. ELO also says, at no time will a band member check themselves into a hotel. All must be done beforehand. And the thing about it is, now that sounds, oh, aren't they just above it all? No, it's the concept of, can you imagine Britney Spears checking herself into a hotel? She'd never get past the front desk.
This is true.
So if it's done beforehand, and instead of being checked in as Jeff Lynne of ELO, they're checked in as Chad Pierce of KSLU, he'll probably be left alone.
Cool.
Paul McCartney.
He's
the cute one. He's the cute one from Liverpool.
Let's hear his stuff.
Well, his is a little loopy. I don't know if you heard or not, but about 3 weeks ago, Paul McCartney's on tour right now.
Yeah.
He fired 3 roadies
because
they ate a hamburger.
What?
Paul McCartney he's a vegetarian. I don't know if he's a vegan or not. It's a real kind of a subtle difference between vegetarian and vegan. Vegetarian has sort of open laws. Sometimes you can stick eggs in there. Some vegetarians will eat fish or something like that. But vegan, nothing but the flesh,
the grain,
fruit, right, leaves, plants,
the
that
botanist,
kind of thing.
A botanist dream.
There you go. Paul McCartney's on tour, and if you're found eating meat while you're on his tour, you get fired. 3 people found that out. Here's
Good
what he wants.
Lord. Okay.
This is the Paul McCartney rider. Now, this is from his last tour.
Mm-hmm.
He requires a trained dog sweep of the area at 5 o'clock before the concert.
All right.
That makes, you know, somewhat sense. If you're looking to hurt people, you take down a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're high on the thing. Furniture, he requires in his lounge, large sofa, 2 matching end tables. Nothing can be glass or lacquer, natural wood only. Okay. 2 halogen floor lamps already assembled. You know what's funny about that?
What's
already
that?
Assembled?
What?
That means to me, sometime during his tour, he walked into this room and there were two boxes from like Home Depot that said floor lamps. 2 6-foot banquet tables, some electrical circuits, things like that. So he not only states that he wants a dressing room of certain size, he requires a specific dressing room, and the dressing room must have inside of it a room that is only Paul McCartney's, which he refers to as, I'm pointing to it here, his inner sanctum. Right, and same basic stuff, tables and chairs. Mm-hmm. He requires inside of his dressing room dry cleaner service.
Okay.
He requires 6 full and leafy 6-foot plants.
What do I know? What if they're not leafy enough?
Well, you know, this is open. This is open.
It's the equivalent of eating a burger. You're out.
You know the head of the concert hall doesn't go buy these plants. This is, you know, they give some flunky $100 and say, yeah, go buy full and leafy.
Make sure it's leafy.
Flowers. It's very important you stick to our budget. It is also important use a florist that is reputable. Mm-hmm. I will be asking for things that a florist may have to special order, blah, blah, blah. Paul McCartney is, I'm reading right to you. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney is very fond of flowers. Floral gifts are welcome, of course. All flowers are to be delivered in vases.
Vases.
By 11 o'clock on the show morning, we are performing multiple days, so floral arrangements should be delivered the rest of the day. Flowers, advice. Stay away from weedy flowers. Do you have any idea what that is?
A weedy flower?
I don't know what that is. Please provide some weeping eucalyptus. Do you even know what that is? I don't know what that is, do you?
I've heard of them. I've never seen them.
Try to use some in our arrangements. Please, fern foliage from a grocery store would be wonderful. He would like to have, if you get a shot at it, white Casablanca lilies with lots of foliage on them, or foliage, however you want. Well, you know what? You can expect
a real manly show when
you go see
Paul McCartney.
If you're a Beatle, you could say, I want a pig wearing a top hat standing on a duck, and I want the duck to whistle Westminster Cathedral. Here's Jet on Rock School. Rock bands don't use enough anymore.
What?
Horns and strings and things like that.
Hence flutes.
Hence flutes. Yeah, there was just something about being able to successfully use a trumpet right in the middle of something.
Well, you got a thing for the wind instruments today, huh?
I do. I'm really into it. I really am. We're at about half past. Yep. We're a minute past half past. And I'm telling you, I've decided I'm going to get my old band back together.
Good for you.
I am. I'm going to quit teaching. I'm going to get the old guys back together. They're all working sewage jobs up in Cleveland, I'm sure.
I can't wait to read your writer.
Sure. My writer is going to say large screen TV, beautiful speakers arranged in an octagonal pattern in order to create a lovely stereo diamond in the middle.
Oh, cool. I'll just go down to Home Theater, etc. and grab all that for you.
That sounds like we did that on purpose in order to push our sponsor.
We could have.
Stunning.
This
is
Rock
School, and it is sponsored by the good people at Home Theater, etc. Chad P. will now tell you where to go, what to do, how to be.
How to be. Everything. 985-340-7777 if you'd like to call them. If you'd like to just bite the bullet and go down there. Down there is not very far. It's right there in lovely downtown Hammond.
Yeah.
Right at the split of 190 across from the Florida Parishes Bank. If you walk in there, get ready. Because,
it's beautiful.
Wow.
They have an original framed poster from My Fair Lady,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice.
All kind of movies out right now. Pirates of the Caribbean, Spider-Man 3, mm-hmm. What's the new one that just came? Transformers.
Yeah.
All those movie posters. You want them? There they are.
Which I can't see.
Why?
It would scare him to death. However, he liked Evan Almighty. Loved it to death.
There you go.
Want to get in touch with us? We've got an email address, Chadley.
KSLUROCKSchool@gmail.com. KSLUROCK school@gmail.com. I want to put out an APB for this week.
An all points bulletin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you know, if you've ever seen a rider, if you've been in contact with a rider, I want to know who it was from and what it had on it. I want to hear more information about these riders. This stuff really, really interests me.
TheSmokingGun.com.
I love it.
Everything from Paul McCartney all the way to, believe it or not, Kevin Federline.
Oh boy,
it really is. I'm thinking the guy's probably lucky. He, you know, he should get a bottle of water and a half a sleeve of Ritz crackers. Who's who's the shtump about, ladies and gentlemen?
Uncle Ted Nugent.
Oh, great gonzos! It's Sweaty Teddy Nugent. Go ahead.
I love him. I love him.
Tell me about him.
Are you familiar with Ted Nugent's stints on VH1?
On VH1?
Yeah, he had a couple of shows on VH1.
Oh, yeah. One of them was where he was a super group band.
Well, that's actually The Stump today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the other show was, I only saw bits and pieces of it, so forgive me. If you know about it, send me the email and give me the information. But he was like running a Survivor type of show where he had people come out there on his ranch, and he made them do the stupidest things.
Yeah, like The Lost Weekend with David Lee Roth. I don't remember.
All kind of crazy stuff.
Okay, so this is about the super group.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Bits and pieces of it. I got real tired of that guy who was married to the porn star. I got real tired of him. And in all honesty, the lead singer drove me crazy.
Oh, Sebastian Bach?
Yeah, I don't much care for people who believe they're greater than. Mm-hmm. So it drove me up a tree.
Myself. Well, simply, what was the name of the group?
Oh,
I watched it enough to learn the name.
Yeah, Supernova was the Tommy Lee group.
Aww.
I can't do it. I can't tell you.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Politics.
I can't do it. I watched the show probably three times. I can't do it. I can't even wager a guess. Nixon Flakes.
Wrong.
What?
Democracy.
Democracy. Now, it doesn't even ring a bell inside of my head.
That's
but
the
I
name.
Did watch it. Can I remember Sweaty Teddy saying, because somebody, the bass player, the one, I don't know what his name is.
I can't remember.
He's the one married to the pornography star, which we learned every 10 seconds.
I only watched it for Scott Ian.
And the guy said to Ted Nugent, well, we're not going to play the chords D, E, and F. And Ted Nugent turns to the camera and says, well, if D, E, and F are chords that fit, I'm going to teach these boys how to breathe fire. And if they refuse to learn, they're going to get hurt doing so. I love Ted Nugent.
Myself.
This is Free for All. We will come back in just a moment and tell you what's on Great Gonzo, Sweaty Teddy's Rider on Rock School. Democracy?
Democracy.
Why didn't I know that?
I don't know.
Never before have I turned on you. You look too good to me. Your beady eyes like a cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart is dead. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Okay, we'll talk right over top of that. That's Ted Nugent. Double Gonzo, Ted Nugent.
I can't wait to look at this guy's list. I bet he gets half of his stuff just because he can.
No, it's boring. I'd love to tell you it's fantastic. Like, here's what's to be in Ted Nugent's room.
Okay.
Complete coffee setup, no styrofoam. In fact, it says right here, I'm holding it up to show Chad, in catering. Prior to the engagement, all local crews and foods, drinks are purely for the artists, production staff. Basically, don't eat it before we get there.
Yeah.
Please note that Ted Nugent Tour is environmentally conscious. Do not use any styrofoam, polystyrene cups, plates, or containers. Everything should be paper or crockery.
Excellent. Good
there
for
you
him.
Go. Coffee setup, including tea, sugar, toaster, man-sized box of Kleenex. I don't know what the heck that means. Large trash barrels with liners, mm-hmm. carving knives, full-length mirror, you know, bath soap, full-size towels. So obviously he wants to go take a shower afterwards. Now, where does Sweaty Teddy want to get all of his food? Boston Market, right there. You can see it.
Boston Market.
Yeah, if you can get it, it basically says, if you can get what is below at Boston Market, we'd rather have it from Boston Market. They'll take it from anywhere they can get it, but they'd rather get it from Boston Market.
Huh.
Guess who toured with Sweaty Teddy on his first solo tour?
The
second lead singer of Van Halen.
Sammy Hagar.
There you go, Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar's rider is, again, equally as boring, but you wanted to know about things like, you know, forget about food and all of that. Well, mm-hmm. here's some information that is in a rider that's very, very important, because these guys show up with equipment that sucks enough electricity to throw a Chevy five city blocks. So,
okay.
Number one, please provide name and telephone number. This is for Sammy Hagar, folks.
Yeah.
Please provide name and telephone number of recommended doctors for each venue, then should be an eye, ear, nose, and throat doctor. That only makes sense. He's
okay.
A singer.
Yeah.
Staging. Purchaser is to furnish at his sole expense a flat and level stage free of obstructions. The stage should have a smooth surface without holes and be capable of bearing a load of 250 pounds per square foot.
Wow.
See, you got to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Stage must be at least 60 feet wide, 40 feet deep, and 5 feet high. He wants to be off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If the performance is taking place on a permanent stage, the stage side should be discussed before the show with the production manager.
Okay.
The PA system varies from venue to venue. See, he doesn't bring his own public address system. That's
okay.
The vocal mic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You must contact the menu. Stage access. Stairs must be located both stage left and right. Need to be safe, lighted, secure location, away from the audience.
Okay.
Barricade. There has to be a barricade no further than 5 feet down from the stage area. He doesn't want anybody 5 feet up to the stage area. So
that makes
that's
sense.
The kind of stuff you're talking about.
Okay.
This is my favorite here. This is from page 10.
Okay.
Mr. Hagar is a wine connoisseur. Well, that's what I think when I see him. That's, yeah. Please select good wines. We are requiring one bottle of red and one bottle of white. If you can get French or Californian Pinot Noir, we'd be happy with that. Or a Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon. From California.
Oh, good Lord.
So I think the same thing, too. Play this. This is off of Standing Hampton. This is Only One Way to Rock from the Wine Connoisseur. This is Sammy Hagar on Rock School. When Sammy Hagar played with Van Halen when they went out on tour, that was the show opener.
For those of you who don't know,
yeah,
Van Halen is absolutely Doc's favorite rock band.
Sure, I know everything about them.
Air guitar and this whole thing, so that when he gets his band back together, I can go get his stuff from home theater, etc.
You know, Van Halen actually, in their rider, there are two things about Van Halen's rider most people have probably heard about, the green M&Ms.
I did hear about the green M&Ms.
Right, and the thing about it is you sit there and you think, well, why would the rider state a bowl of M&Ms with all the green, with all the brown ones removed?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the green, it was the brown ones.
Yeah.
The reason they did that was not because they didn't like brown M&Ms. That's absurd. It was because if they walked in and there were brown M&Ms in there, that meant they didn't read the rider. And if they didn't read the rider, something as simple as M&Ms,
right?
What else didn't they read? Do they not have enough power? Do they not have enough, seating? That kind of stuff.
So
that's what it was for.
It was like a setup, a test.
Yeah. There was also cartons of cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Van Halen used to boast that he hadn't bought a pack of cigarettes in something like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need to because every stop he stopped at, there was something like 12 cartons of cigarettes for him. And he'd smoke two of the cartons before the next show, and then there was 12 more. And then he'd smoke, and he
couldn't smoke them fast enough.
He looked like a bad, hit on a on a Marlboro truck. So
awesome.
We continue with Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters, if I'm not mistaken, the name comes from a pilot nickname for a UFO.
Really?
Yeah, when a pilot said, "I got a Foo Fighter," it's a UFO, not necessarily something from another planet. Simply, look, there's something in the sky. I don't know what the heck this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
A Foo Fighter.
Unless you've been living under a rock, sorry to cut you off, but you know that the lead man for the Foo Fighters is Dave Grohl.
And he was with?
The drummer for Nirvana.
That's right. Yeah. It's nice that he got out there. Because Tommy Lee just didn't make the jump. Tommy's a drummer.
Nah.
Yeah, he didn't make the jump. But Dave Grohl did. They require 80 tickets per show. So if they don't give them all away to friends and family and what have you, they can be sold. But they require 80 tickets per show. Foo Fighters at any show must have top billing. It's a $100, penalty.
Okay.
If they're not top billed, any misspellings are a $100 penalty.
Wow.
And you got to think about that. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, in the United States, you might get away with it, but you move overseas and other places like that, you'd start running into problems.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of them I really love. I'm reading right from the contract. Dearest reader, this writer helps the band to rock. This is really what it says.
Yeah.
This writer helps the band to rock you like a hurricane.
No,
do not skimp on a band that is far from home and family. We travel on our stomachs like Motorhead.
Wow.
Get it right or we're not coming back. You ever notice when Dave Grohl sings, he has gum in his mouth?
Yeah.
It's Dentine Ice gum.
That comes straight from his rider.
How do I know?
Wow.
It's in the rider.
Go
Here
ahead.
Are the Foo Fighters.
For something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Love Foo Fighters.
You have to. You have to have some gum in that mouth because all that screaming. What I like about Grohl also is he didn't just stay in that mode. You know, if you listen to Big Me,
mm-hmm.
that sounds like it should have been done by ABBA.
And next year.
Oh,
real
yeah.
Real laid back. And
calm, the whole schmeal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
When he signs pictures of himself singing,
mm-hmm.
he writes on the picture, "I'm not this cool." Dave, so, which I think is pretty
Sweet.
Good. Okay, we got time for one more song, which means that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people we didn't get to. I always prepare more music than
over-prepare.
Is required for the show.
Over-prepare.
Sure, because you never know what's going to happen. Chad and I could lose the gift of gab. It's not going to happen.
But
here, people we're not going to play.
Who's
Eric
that?
Clapton. He requires a room for a foosball table that
foosball.
They bring with Yeah, that
you
they bring
the
with them.
Foosball.
John Cougar. Must have a doctor on staff, must be there.
Wow. Is he planning on passing out?
Well, no, I'm sure it's for his voice. He's got to have beer on the bus. He
mm-hmm.
also likes a specific kind of rice cake.
Okay.
Journey, again, must have a rock doc, as they called it, an
yeah.
eye, ear, nose, and throat guy, and a chiropractor on stage for, or not on stage, but backstage for each show.
Okay.
Also a masseuse,
mm-hmm.
and then the list of drinks on the bus. The Guess Who
mm-hmm.
May not stay in a hotel less than 4 stars. And their meal must be served 4 hours before the show, and it must consist of at least crab and lobster and other seafoods. See, that would scare me. That's where you...
Dude, you don't know
yeah.
certain places you go,
well,
you know?
Well, what kind of seafood are you going to get in Kansas? You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's been shipped
uh-huh.
and the whole schmeal. Not because Kansas can't cook seafood, I'm sure, but it's nowhere near... You know, if they wanted trout,
mm-hmm.
okay, that makes sense. But
see, and I would get spoiled, man, you know, because if you tour Louisiana and you get the shrimp and the oysters and everything from over there, and then you go to Colorado and
yeah.
you're like, what is this? We just came from Louisiana. What is this?
Johnny Cash, before he passed away, Mr. Cash's dressing room.
Yeah.
Now, this is, you got to love this guy. You got to love this guy. All these people that want specific Genoa salami and all that kind of stuff.
What Johnny Cash want?
Here's a real entertainer, Johnny Cash.
What do you say?
I want a gallon of coffee, milk, yeah. sugar, 1 dozen Coca-Cola Classics,
mm-hmm.
some spring drinking water,
mm-hmm.
half gallon, your choice, some fruit juices, ice, fresh fruit. That's it.
Hey,
he
you
goes
know what?
And gets his own dinner.
When I quit this gig and,
yeah.
and start my afterlife band... That's going to be my dressing room.
Yeah, well.
Hope to see you there.
That's a whole thing. Also, one more thing that you'll find interesting about Johnny Cash, and
What's
this
that?
Is on page 4 of 7, an American flag and pole size 3 foot by 5 foot is required to be on stage in full view of the audience the entire time throughout the show.
Boy, I hate to
there
see if
go.
They screwed up and bought him a 3 foot by 4 foot.
That would upset
pole.
Mr. Cash, ladies and gentlemen.
And you'd be fired for eating a hamburger.
We end with Billy Joel. How many times has Billy Joel now crashed his car because of drinking?
But he still wants how much alcohol?
There's no alcohol.
What?
No alcohol. What's nice about this is Billy Joel not only wants beverages on the bus,
uh-huh.
not only does he want beverages in his room,
yeah.
not only does he want beverages in the meet and greet room.
He wants them on stage?
He requires beverages on stage left, stage right, and on the piano.
Indulging a little bit, Billy.
It's equal straight away. Green Gatorade, regular Gatorade, cranberry juice, Fresca, diet root beer, water, and solo cups.
Good
stage left,
Lord.
Stage right, and on the piano.
Feel sorry for his bladder.
That, oh, jeez.
What?
That's going to do it. Our sponsor, the good people at Home Theater, etc., thank you for listening, and so do I. My name is Joe Burns. You are who?
Chad P.
And class is dismissed.